Mary-Ann Hobbs, thank you so much for coming to meet with the Creative 50 artists at the MIF event in Manchester today.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
It was an early start for me, but much earlier for you.
Yeah, 4:30 a.m. But, you know, I'm still burning. Can't complain. I was at BBC Radio 6 Music doing my weekend breakfast show, so just bounced straight across to the city centre. And it's always such a pleasure and a privilege to talk to young people who are so exciting, so hungry to engage creatively with MIF.
And we heard a little bit about Dark Matter today. You just gave kind of a slither of information over a series of events you're putting on here. Can you go into a little bit more detail?
Yeah, of course. The series is called Dark Matter, and we're looking at 8 completely immersive gigs, which are going to take place at Gorilla and the Ritz on Whitworth Street in Manchester, which is a place that I have a huge emotional connection with. When I was a little kid, I used to charge 200 miles up the M6 every weekend to go and stand in a queue outside the Hacienda. And I guess inside the walls of that building, I had a completely transformative experience as a kid. And it was the first place that I came into contact with dance music, and not just, I don't know, UK dance music. It was music that was brought internationally from America by the DJs that were playing. And I suppose it was the beginning, the seed, that then created the trajectory that most people are familiar with if you look at the kind of arc of my career. But the Hacienda was a completely transformative space for me. There was a real tangible magic that happened in there, and it was something that I wanted to try to reimagine, that transformative experience, and seat at the heart of Dark Matter, the gigs that we're putting together for MIF this year.
You talked a little bit about how people could experience music in an entirely different way. For example, the crushing power maybe of dark metal. Can you say a little bit more about
it? Yeah. Well, in terms of what we're going to do with those venues physically, we're completely blacking out the spaces. And I've also engaged with my favourite lighting designer in the world, a guy called Stuart Bales. And he will light across the entire series and reimagine these spaces in light, working in collaboration with the various different artists that are involved. So hopefully, even if you're really familiar with these gigs, you maybe go every month, every week to Gorilla or to the Ritz, you're going to come in and enter a completely new space. So I feel that's a very, very important thing. I put a strap line on the gigs, actually. Destroy your boundaries. And I was thinking a lot about boundaries, and I was thinking about my own. And I was looking at why I'd established those boundaries. And I think in many cases, you can't even remember why those boundaries actually exist. And looking at the notion of what might happen if you stepped across that threshold and you experienced something entirely new. And so, yeah, I spent some time challenging my own boundaries, and I decided that it would be a really incredible thing to sort of put together a series whereby people would experience music in a completely new way. So if you are prepared to destroy your boundaries, step into an environment that you've never experienced before, listen to a sound that you've never encountered before, or just see an artist that you already love but set contextually in a completely new way, I think hopefully you'll get something very meaningful from that.
Even if it's just a momentary shifting of perspectives, which in many ways can totally change the way you frame the world from that point on. So what you're talking about can be life-changing.
It can be, yeah. And I feel like it's an opportunity really for your subconscious mind to be entirely free, I hope, and to absorb something really genuinely challenging and also simultaneously very joyful, very exciting and very challenging, very stimulating. And I'm really excited to see the type of responses that people come away with. You know, that's it's a wonderful thing to be involved with the Creative 50, just to see what might happen, you know, and how they engage with this, and what their emotive response is, what their instinctive response is, what their gut is saying to them about these experiences that hopefully they'll all have.
the hustle and bustle is continuing here as that Creative 50 are going into ideation sessions and the fleshing out workshops where I'm meant to be assisting with right now. So I'll run up there in a moment. I want to thank you so much. And can you tell me where we can find more about dark matter? I'm guessing it's going to be on the MIF website.
It is, yeah. There's a whole page that lists every artist that's playing. Just mif.co.uk/dark matter.
Thank you very much indeed for your time.
Pleasure. Thank you.